Saxophonist Kenny Garrett became best known as a sideman to Miles Davis during the mid-1980s. In this interview with Reese Ehrlich, Garrett talks about his long career as both a sideman and as a leader of his own group.
I caught up with saxophonist Kenny Garrett before a show at the Montreal Jazz Festival. He says the combination of city ambiance and savvy audiences help inspire his performances.
Montreal actually is a city that always surprises me. Even though I come here every year, every time I land or I drive in, I remember that it's a close cousin to us, but it's foreign, and it surprises me. And also, of course, you can feel the presence of the French. But I always enjoy myself here.
Born in 1960, Garrett came of age in the 1980s, when the jazz world was in upheaval. The golden age of 1950s and 60s bebop was history. Funk and disco were popular music of the era. Garrett joined Miles Davis's band when he was using electronic instruments and playing funk-inspired jazz. Garrett says he was told Miles wanted to hire him and that he should give him a call.
I called Miles, but his valet kind of picked up the phone and said, well, Miles is not here, and he'll call you later, which I'm thinking, oh, he's not going to call later. Somebody gave me some bogus number. And when he called me back, he was talking, but I'm like, that's not Miles. That's Mulgrew Miller. Mulgrew used to pretend like he was Miles. And so I thought it was Mulgrew pretending to be Miles. I said, well, the voice has gotten good. And after a while, it wasn't any breaks or cracks. And I was like, wow, this is Miles Davis.
So it really was Miles.
It really was Miles. He asked me to send him some music. I sent him some music. He called me back. He said, Kenny, you sound like you're wearing Sonny Stitt's dirty drawers.
Kenny Garrett went on to a successful career on his own, but he's always been indebted to Miles. In 2008, he issued a CD called Sketches of MD. MD stands for Miles Davis, and it features fellow saxophonist Pharoah Sanders.
We have been working to and off of Beyond the Wall, and I needed to, I wanted to try something different because Pharoah was there, and I wanted to see if I could write some kind of ideas and see if we can go in the club and just execute them. And so that's what we did. I just went in, I wrote some tunes, we got together, and we just played them. And every night we recorded, and we came up with, you know, Sketches of MD.
Garrett has successfully led his own groups, but he also sees the advantages of working as a sideman.
As a sideman, you don't have the hassles of all the finances and making sure everybody's on the plane on time, that sort of thing too, right?
Yeah, well, I definitely don't have those headaches. So, well, I think as a band leader, I get a chance to express my music more so. As a sideman, of course, you're playing other people's music and you're trying to interpret. And you might not have as much freedom. You can have freedom, but I think sometimes about composing your own music and hearing it through. I prefer that.
I'm Reese Ehrlich with a perspective on jazz.